Okay, praise the Lord. Welcome to Overcomers Club Wednesday night. You know these sins, confess them now. If not, please repeat after me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus,
Heavenly Father, in the name of
I'm
Jesus,
not aware of any
I'm
sins.
not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus,
In the name of Jesus,
thank you for cleansing me
thank you for cleansing me
of all unrighteousness.
of all unrighteousness,
Or to 1 John 1:9.
according to 1 John 1:9.
Hey, those know how to please establish the kingdom of God.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we establish a kingdom of God in us, on us, and around us, and the blood of Jesus heals and restores us of damages of sin and affects the demons, devils, and evil spirits. And all demons, devils, and evil spirits are bound up. You cannot affect us or this service in any way, shape, or form. And we have a godly firewall that's protecting us in a strong Zoom connection and a strong spiritual connection, and the angels of God encamp themselves round about us with a hedge of protection. And then all the way up to the air rights and all the way below us, or past the air rights and all the way below us through the core of the earth, and stops at the gates of hell 360 degrees around us. And we thank you, Lord God, that the enemy cannot see, hear, or know what we're praying, what we're ministering. And we pray that the word of God is a seed that is planted on good soil, and we bind up the enemy so the enemy cannot steal that seed that is planted, so it will bear good fruit in our lives in Jesus' name. And we automatically pray that we all have the whole armor of God on so that we are protected. And as we are praying and we are together, we are operating in stealth mode when we pray against the enemy so that he will not know who is in that armor. And we bind up any retaliation, witchcraft, works of darkness, any ungodliness that might be trying to come against any ABCer. And we thank you, Lord God, that you impart to us the peace of God, the healing power of God, the anointing of God. And your will be done on earth as it is in heaven in this Overcomers Club service in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Okay, praise the Lord. So, we're going to ask people to start, digging into your Bibles and turning there to read the scriptures along with us so that you could see in your Bible what we are talking about and can make notes there. And there's something about having the physical Bible in your hand and flipping through the pages and letting God speak to us, and having Bible markers that are not the ones that bleed through or the dry erase ones, and putting specific notes or underlining things that are important that jumps out to you that God is giving you a rhema word, a revelation to you about something specific that may not be for anybody else, but just for you as we are ministering to you. You will find that God will do a lot of those things, and it's wonderful when we hear those praise reports of people telling us that. So we are going to be continuing the series that we started, Wait with Glad Expectation. And we're going to be doing part five. So today, I think I will put that on the chat so you could see it, but open your Bibles up to look at it with us, okay? Okay, so you should be able to see that now on your screen. And we want you to learn to wait for God's restoration. And many of you have been doing that, but today we're going to do a workshop on that. And what do I mean by a workshop is we're going to be not just hearers of the word, we're going to be doers as well. And we're going to be able to work with this and utilize it, okay? All right, so wait for God's restoration. Number one, Psalm 51, 12 in the New King James Version says, "Restore to me the joy of your salvation and uphold me by your generous spirit." Or in that King James Version that we were singing, a Green song, "Created me a clean heart, O God, renew a right spirit within me." That's speaking about the infilling of the Holy Spirit. But once you get baptized with the Holy Spirit, you have the right spirit in you. Amen. And Joel 2:25 says, "And I will restore to you the years that the locust has eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm and my great army, which I sent among you." And I want to read that in the Amplified Classic Version. But I want to go all the way to verse 32. It says, "I will restore or replace for you the years that the locust has eaten, the hopping locust, the stripping locust, the crawling locust, my great army, which I sent among you. And you shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God, who has dealt wondrously with you. And my people shall never be put to shame." So when God replaces and restores, look at how many of the enemy came against them. 1, 2, 3 big, huge devourers came against their crops. But when God restores, then you will have plenty. You will be satisfied. You will be dealt with wondrously. The shame will be taken of any kind of challenges of lack, or, you know, people, you know, that had their farms devastated, went bankrupt. And that's a shameful thing when someone has loss of any kind. And verse 27 says, "And you shall know and understand and realize that I am in the midst of Israel, and that I am the Lord, am your God, and there is none else. My people will never be put to shame." No matter what you've gone through in your life, if it has brought you any shame, if you've gone through any embarrassment of any kind, God pours out his spirit upon you. His sons and daughters, you shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Your young men shall see visions. And I believe women as well. "And even upon the men servants and upon the maid servants, men and women, in those days will I," meaning God, "pour out my spirit. And I will show signs and wonders in the heavens and on the earth, blood and fire and columns of smoke. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood. And before the great and terrible day of the Lord comes, and whoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be delivered and saved. For in Mount Zion and in Jerusalem, there shall be those who escape." Who escapes? "As the Lord has said, and among the remnant of survivors shall be those whom the Lord calls." So need not fear the end times. We are God's remnant. We are filled with the Spirit of God. We are working on hearing the voice of God. We are working on living out the word and being doers, not hearers only. Amen.
All right, so we're talking about the cankerworm. Be restored, all that's been taken from us. Now you look at Proverbs 6:31. But if he, the thief, is found out, he must restore seven times what he stole, must give the whole substance of his house if necessary to meet this fine. Okay. All of us have been ripped off by the enemy in many, many ways. So once you write down everything the devil has stolen from you, and include in that time, he says to replace the years, okay? So you got money was stolen, you got time that was stolen, you got relationships that were ruined because of demonic challenges, you know, anything that comes into mind, we're going to put down there, and we're going to get it back. We'll start right now. But give yourself some thought, and this is going to be an ongoing thing. So you'll start what you can do today, and then something comes to your mind later on. Keep the list going, either on a piece of paper or you young people use your tablets and things like that. That's fine too, but as long as you got a list set aside, and we're going to keep claiming back sevenfold. Now, seven, of course, is God's perfect number. Okay, it might not mean seven times. It might mean exponential, because the thief is the enemy. And in there, he's also stolen inheritances. If he's stolen something from your parents, grandparents, great-grandparents, it could have been passed down. You know, that money belongs to you. Basically, anything that the enemy has been stolen from the kingdom of God. It was God's first. If you look at, you know, the devil stole everything from Adam on that first season with the in the Garden of Eden. So therefore, everything the enemy has been stolen from somebody. We don't even know, but you know what? God does know everything that's been stolen. And we're going to claim it back. And this is part of the transfer of wealth we've been talking about for so long. If we get back sevenfold, everything stolen from us and our family lines all the way back to Adam, it's can't even count that much. So that's what we're going to do. So start making down your list right now of things as you can think about them. And again, you're not going to get it all tonight. What usually happens in these situations, you think of, you know, eight or nine ideas, and then, you know, the next day another idea comes to me, and then next thing else comes to you, and so forth, you know, and it's just to add to your list. Because we're going to continue this process right now. And every time the devil's, you figure out something the devil's stolen from you, we're going to get it back sevenfold or exponentially more in Jesus' name. Okay?
Amen. Okay, so let's take a moment. Get a piece of paper and a pen or pencil, or get your phone or iPad, and you're going to write down a list of everything the devil has stolen from you that you want God to restore. And then you're going to write down when God restores it. So keep this in a place where you could refer back to it. And then you're going to praise God when you see that restoration. And I'm adding shame.
Good point.
If you ever had shame or embarrassment, God is going to vindicate you and bring back your reputation and your honor. And yeah, you know, well, it's already back, because as soon as you repented of being offended or being ashamed or embarrassed, God did restore you at that time in the spirit, but you're going to see it evolve in your life. Okay. Even especially if it was unjustly done. Okay, I'm going to leave this on the screen for a little bit so you can get the scriptures. Okay, put a number one in the chat if you were able to make a list or start a list, even if it's one word, of what was stolen from you and waiting with glad expectation for God to restore it all. And God's going to show you things that even are not on our outline suggestions. It could be personal things that nobody knows about but you and God. But those are just examples to get your thoughts flowing of what you want to be repaid for, if that makes sense. Okay. Very good. Good start, everybody. Very good. Excellent. Okay. So, guess what we're going to pray now? We are going to pray that God is going to restore all that. Right. Okay.
True. Okay, praise Lord. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise, worship, we glorify your holy name. We are waiting for your restoration, Lord. We know that that restoration is not a long wait, but we are patiently waiting for it to come. We stand on the word now, the word that you've given us. The word, your word is the most powerful thing ever. And we stand on your word and its power to do, because you're not a liar. You will do what you say you will do. We thank you, according to Psalm 51:12, you're going to restore the joy of our salvation, uphold us by your generous spirit. And as we go forth there, we're going to forget about the problems, all things have been stolen from us, Lord. We're going to just remember joy right now. Remember joy in Jesus' name. And of course, in Joel 2:25, you see, replace for us the years that the locust has eaten, and their year, the time we've lost because of everything that's gone against us, that's taken from us, Lord. We thank you that you restored the time for us too. That means acceleration. You're going to accelerate things for us right now. And as the analogy I used earlier today, it's like when Chuck Yeager was going to break the sound barrier, it was shaking and rattling and so forth. But today, just go three, four times the speed of sound, not even a problem. And we're going to have that kind of a flight as you accelerate things. It's going to be a very easy, smooth acceleration to restore everything that's been taken from us in Jesus' name. And we'll praise the name of you, Lord, our God. You've dealt wondrously with us in Jesus' name. And we will never be put to shame. Never put to shame because we're standing in the word in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. Praise you, Lord Jesus. And we call upon the name of the Lord. We are delivered and saved. For Mount Zion and Jerusalem shall be those who escape. The Lord has said, one of the remnant survivors, those whom the Lord called. We are going to be the remnants for you, Lord, in Jesus' name. And again, according to Proverbs 6:31, we know who the thief is. The thief is a devourer. The thief is the enemy. We've all repented of any sins, of the open up any doors to him. We are cleansed. As well as the weekend, we celebrated the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. He said, it is finished. The devil's been defeated. The devil must restore seven times what was stolen. It's the whole substance of his house, if necessary. Or as one verse says, all he has. We're going to restore all from the devil to the kingdom of God, and that's directly related to us. We're calling for the transfer of wealth to us now in Jesus' name. Glory to your holy name. Praise you, Lord Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Okay, praise the Lord. All right. Have you been practicing your visualization that's causing magnetization of your answered prayer to be coming to you, and you're waiting with now glad expectation for what your answered prayer is because you were able to visualize it? Has that exercise helped you, what we've been doing the last couple of weeks? Anybody want to share on that? How about Nick? Nick, has that blessed you and the lesson for today as well? Oh, Sharon's got her hand up. So let's do Sharon first, and Nick, can you go afterwards? Sharon.
Hello.
Hi.
I just it does it just blesses me when I start seeing what I'm praying or my affirmations. I always see one of my family members or two or three, you know, in the same place that I am. And it just fills me with joy and peace, and I start laughing. I'm just joyful. And it just brings me up high, and it just really has changed my life a lot for the good.
Oh, praise the Lord. I like the laughing part.
Yeah, really.
That's really the joy of your salvation. That's great. Thanks for sharing, Sharon.
You're welcome.
Nick, do you want to share?
Hey, can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, good. Hey, everyone. Yeah, for me, I think I've been, you know, really just been visualizing consistency and what it looks like to show up every day and doing the things that are, you know, on the matrix and things that I've wanted to continue to go closer to God. And one thing that I've been consistently focused on visualizing is being a part of that glorious church and that day when Jesus calls us all up and we meet him in the clouds. And I really do think about that day and what it would look like a lot. And so that's been something that I've been visualizing, and because that's the end goal, of course, but that's just something I've been thinking about.
Well, I love that. That's really
Thank
great.
You. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what did you get out of today's teaching?
Sorry, I have such a bad habit to mute from work. Anyway, but
yeah, you just, the draw here.
Yeah, the second you're done talking, you mute. So, you know. But I think for me, you know, my list that I wrote down here are some things that each category, I have about seven things on this list here that I think are things that I've been praying about, but things that I realize has been called to my remembrance of kind of the, if not the inception of them, or the genesis of some of these things, where I can know, oh, that's a moment where I lost X, or I feel like this was taken away from me. And so those have been moments, I think, that I'm thankful for, obviously, because I can activate on forgiveness in that moment and forgive the individuals involved or for the situation, or forgive myself, all of that whole thing there. But I think, again, it just adds clarity for praying right now that those specific things be restored, because I think some of them have been long-term things that I've been, you know, not really realizing the impact, but in sort of like a snowballing of different events or a situation, just realizing, oh wow, that was the instance, or that was the thing that, you know, where that started the whole, I think the thing that needs being restored, that's where something got taken away. So I really appreciated us putting it down, and I love the workshops. Again, it's always about practicality. I love that, applying the word, the application of the word. So these workshops really help me, you know, and during the week and in the day to day, think about the practical application. So.
Amen. Thanks for sharing, because that helps other people too, to realize that even though you have forgiven that person, and maybe it was an event that happened a long time ago, but what if those things were not restored yet? I mean, it's still your right to claim them.
Sure.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, so that's a good point that you made, Nick. Very good point. Thanks for sharing.
Yeah, thank you.
Okay. Anybody else want to share?
Denise, how about you?
You're not surprised Pastor calls on you, Denise, are you?
No, I'm not.
We love your replies.
Well, I have been in the visualization. I have been seeing myself more in the space that I want to be. And also, um, And I've seen some things that I've prayed for and that are coming, that are beginning to come into a realization. So yes, it's working for me.
Great. That's wonderful. Mm-hmm. And were you able to see some things that you needed to put on your list of restoration today?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. I'm excited about that. Because I'm thinking that God is going to be restoring these things to you guys really, really quickly. And sometimes we don't get assertive against the enemy and go get what's ours, you know? And I think it's time that we put that perspective in who we are in Christ Jesus, that we're not going to let the devil get away with this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm excited for all of us to see the things that God's going to be bringing to us that we hadn't even thought about.
Yeah.
You know, and just, there's going to be more things you're going to be adding to your list, you guys.
Well,
that the Holy Spirit will show
quiet
you.
Quiet time.
Yeah.
Yeah, you'll be here getting ideas and things will come to your mind.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So we can all share next week about that.
Good.
That'll be great. Okay. Thanks for sharing, Denise.
All right. Let's close in
time. You're welcome.
Okay. Okay.
So, all right. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we praise and glorify you. Thank you for this lesson today that you've given us and for the encouragement to get back everything that's been stolen from us for multiple generations back, Lord. And that we claim it all right now, and we know that your word is true. And everybody receives their transfer of wealth they're due in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. And everyone that agrees says amen. Okay, we're going to do our communion now. Annie, would you like to do the body?
Sure.
Oh, we're going to do you want to do the USPs for us? Lead us in a USP.
Oh, my hair is so bad. Sorry, guys. I'm going to put the camera off. Okay.
You look fine, Annie, by the way. Just
hope y'all laugh at that. Wait, hold on here. Okay, hold on. I'll fix it.
I just don't understand that problem for some reason. I don't know what it is.
All right, so let's do a USP. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus.
I'm not aware of any sins.
I'm not aware of any sins.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Thank you for cleansing me.
Of all unrighteousness.
Of all unrighteousness.
According to 1 John 1:9.
According to 1 John 1:9.
Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, it says in 1 Corinthians 11:23 that the Lord Jesus, on the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, I want to thank you for going through that pain and the suffering that you didn't have to go through, but you did because you love us so much. I can't even imagine the pain that you went through so that we don't have to go through it. You took on all 39 categories of sickness, disease, and infirmity so we can declare that we have been healed by the stripes of Jesus. And as we take your body right now, we declare that by your stripes, we have been healed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let's agree and receive.
We agree and receive in Jesus' name. According to 1 Corinthians 11:25 through 26, in the same manner, Jesus also took the cup after supper, saying, "This is the cup, is the New Testament in my blood. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death till he comes." We thank you, Lord God, for what you did for us at Calvary, that we just celebrated Resurrection Sunday. And it was glorious because of what you suffered, what you did, what you took upon yourself, so that we don't have to suffer and we don't have to go through all that. And you took that for us to give us life and life more abundantly. You took upon sickness so that we could be healed. You took upon pain so that we could be set free. You took upon everything upon yourself and gave us that great exchange. Lord God, we are so grateful for what you did for us. And we thank you, Lord God, for your promises are true, and we receive all of them, and we partake of this cup in remembrance of you in Jesus' name. Let us partake now. Thank you, Annie. That was great.
Thank you, Annie. Thank you, Karen. All right. So our 20 affirmations, we heal by the stripes of Jesus. Are we ready?
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
One more.
We have been healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Okay, well, this morning it was so beautiful that Jesus appeared again during Awake 6:33, and he had a special message for us. And Pastor James, do you have that? You could share what Jesus gave you this morning. And I think that could you just pray over each and every one of us? Because that was an impartation. I believe that impartation from this morning is going to be extended to each and every one of you right now.
Okay, so as we were praying, the Lord said, keep your eyes on me. Keep your eyes on me. I am here with you. I give you rest. So as we're going through these challenging times, keep our eyes on him, praise him. He is with us. He's going to give us rest. And then he said, accelerate without stress, which we talked a little bit ago. We're going to be accelerating, but it's not going to be a work. It's going to be a smooth, fast acceleration. And we're just going to be flying in the spirit in Jesus' name. Glory to the name. Praise you, Lord Jesus. So, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I just bless everybody here. They keep their eyes upon you, Lord. They feel you, that you're with them, that you give them all rest. Help us all accelerate without stress in Jesus' name, that we can get everything done 1,000 times faster than the average person, because you are the God of miracles. And that as this end times coming upon us, we're going to accelerate and go up to the higher dimension, where we can bypass time and just be blessed immediately. Even though we wait upon you, we're still being blessed immediately in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We receive that. Hallelujah. Anyway, this concludes this Overcomers Club service. And we're so glad that you could join us. Thank you for being here.